two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Wednesday, July 14th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalais. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, 88 degrees.
A good drive on I-15, Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. The city of Murray will have to pay over $100,000 to a woman who claims police cited her for DUI despite a lot of evidence to the contrary. She says she was pulled over because she was black. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. Paul?
Well, Marie, in a press statement, the ACLU says Donna Miller was pulled over by an officer in 2018 when she was driving to nursing school. But they say she passed four field sobriety tests, two breathalyzer tests that came back with a blood alcohol level of 0.00. And she was still reportedly detained for 3 hours and went through 14 different sobriety tests, including blood tests. And all of them came back saying she didn't have any alcohol or any drugs in her system. And they say they claim that she was charged. Her car was impounded. Her license was suspended. And Miller says this is a case of driving while black. The city of Murray also issued a statement saying that they still believe the encounter was legal, but they acknowledge the officer didn't have the body camera or the dash cam video was also incomplete. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The National Weather Service in Salt Lake City is issuing another flash flood watch for portions of southern Utah today. The watch is in effect throughout the day and into this evening. Flash floods are particularly dangerous in slot canyons and in areas hit by recent wildfires. People are still cleaning up in Spanish Fork today after a microburst wreaked havoc. Brian Chandler tells KSL-TV the downpour was sudden and intense.
It was a big microburst that came through and knocked down a couple of the trees in the neighborhood. We got a bunch of hail.
No injuries were reported. Some trees did get knocked down, but neighbors moved quickly, filling three giant truckloads with debris and taking it to the dump. KSL's top national stories this half hour. The more than 50 House Democrats from Texas are making their case today to lawmakers in Washington, D.C. ABC's Zoreen Shaw is in Austin, where legislative business is stalled.
The Senate can go along with business as normal, but the House is at ease. That means they can't pass any laws right now, so it's just a waiting game. You have Democratic lawmakers in D.C. right now. There's no intention of them coming back anytime soon, so this moment we're waiting.
Governor Greg Abbott has said he wants to arrest the lawmakers once they do to return to Texas, but the House Speaker in Texas has that authority and has said no arrests will be made. Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting with advocates today for Americans with disabilities on voting rights. The vice president says recent elections legislation on voting rights could hinder the ability for people with disabilities to actually cast their vote.
Let's see the people in terms of how folks live their lives and how will these restrictions impact the people's right to have their voice reflected through their vote.
The vice president also said that she had a productive meeting with Democrats from the Texas State House earlier today.
The Afghanistan War.
The Biden administration is set to begin evacuations of Afghans who have aided U.S. in the country. The Associated Press reports that flights will begin later this month. People who have special immigrant visa applications already will be given priority. The president has faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to come up with an evacuation plan ahead of the full withdrawal of U.S. troops. Several Senate Democrats are unveiling a bill to decriminalize cannabis at the federal level. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon says the bill should appeal to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
This is cannabis reform done right, a good dose
of common sense
and charges of marijuana possession. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill doesn't have enough votes to pass right now, but that it will be circulated among other lawmakers soon. Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. Officials in Florida are showing support today for protesters in Cuba. Florida State Senator Janet Cruz says the U.S. needs to step in and help the people of this neighboring country.
They've been slowly losing their civil and basic human rights under this current communist dictatorship created by Fidel Castro, which is preposterous.
Many protesting Cubans are facing physical attacks for their civil unrest. Migrant deaths in the Mediterranean are on the rise. ABC's Tom Rivers reports on the latest at the Foreign Desk.
According to the UN, the number of migrants and refugees who've died while attempting to reach Europe on dangerous sea crossings more than doubled so far this year compared to the first half of 2020. The central Mediterranean route between Libya and Italy, the deadliest, claiming at least 741 lives, but the actual number may be far higher, as many shipwrecks go unreported and others are hard to verify. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The Washington Monument reopens today after being closed because of the pandemic, but good luck getting a ticket. The number of people being allowed inside is limited, and when tickets went on sale yesterday for today's opening, they were gone in 90 seconds. Masks are required for anyone over the age of 2 who enters the monument. Coming up on KSL, Olympians will give themselves their medals. What? And a look at your noontime drive.
We do have a crash with possible injuries. This is going to be I-215 South Belt near the Union Park Junction, and you do have traffic blocked in multiple directions. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
Flames were shooting from the roof.
This morning's apartment fire also impacting a lot of roads. And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
What to do with $50 million worth of cookies?
Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Buying a home and getting a mortgage today can be ridiculous. If you don't have a cash offer, you're almost eliminated on day one. On top of that, people are paying $50,000 to $100,000 more than the asking price. This is crazy. People are pulling money out of their retirement or savings and paying 100% cash.
There goes your retirement.
Well, not at Loans by Rick. Loans by Rick can replenish 80% of your purchase price within 12 to 22 days with no waiting period.
He can't do that.
Oh, yes, he can. Rick at Loans by Rick has been doing this for years. When you work with Rick, you're working with a highly educated mortgage lender with over 20 years experience, not an order taker or an unlicensed agent at a bank. Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. Let Rick replenish 80% of your cash offer in 12 to 22 days. Where else you gonna go? Loans by Rick, 801-809-SAVE, or click loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Rates not APR. Some restrictions apply.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. The city of Murray is settling with a woman who says she was pulled over because she's black. The city will pay her over $100,000 in the settlement. KSL News Time, 1208. The Bureau of Land Management will round up hundreds of wild horses in Utah today. The Bureau will use helicopters to corral the animals for health checks and sterilization. The healthiest 100 or so will then be returned to the range. Bureau says it does this to help diversify the area for ranchers with animals in the area fighting for water and food with the wild horses. Some advocates say that it's inhumane, arguing that the BLM is only catering to ranchers with land in the area. More changes ahead of the Olympics. Athletes at the Tokyo Games will put their medals around their own necks. ABC's Inez de la Quatera explains.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach calling the change to traditional medal ceremonies very significant, saying, quote, the medals will not be given around the neck. They will be presented to the athlete on a tray, and then the athlete will take the medal him or herself, end quote. Bach also confirming the ceremonies this year would not include any handshakes or hugs. This comes as Tokyo is still under a state of emergency due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Okay, at least they will be presented on a tray to the athlete. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced groundbreaking dates for two more temples. The Nairobi, Kenya temple groundbreaking will be held on Saturday, September 11th. The Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania temple groundbreaking will be held on Saturday, August 21st. Attendance at both ceremonies will be by invitation only. A mystery is unfolding in Northern California in a case of a missing father who vanished while out on a run in a park.
After 4 days of intense searching, rescuers say 37-year-old Phil Krajcik is either incapacitated or unresponsive because they have found no signs of him in 50 square miles of wilderness around a regional park in Pleasanton. Alameda County Sheriff Sergeant Ray Kelly.
We should have seen him by now. We should have encountered. There should be something that should have led us to him.
Drones and airplanes have failed to find him. Volunteers who are calling for more hikers to search have theories about animal attacks, but nobody knows. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Let's get you up to date on traffic and weather. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. It's a delay-free drive on the Valley Freeways. That's good news. I-15 in good shape both directions, Weber Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. But in the Union Park area in Midvale, we do have a crash with possible injuries, and it is in the intersection of I-215's exit ramp from the westbound side at Union Park Avenue. Now, with emergency crews in there, it looks like at least far right lanes are able to get around in that stretch, but you do need to use a little bit of caution. Jump in the car and head to Logan for the Pioneer Holiday Weekend. They've got city celebrations, festivals, and fireworks in Logan, North Logan, and Minden, and hiking, biking, and eating. Visit explorelogan.com for more. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Storms possible today and tomorrow. Highs today about 98. Partly cloudy, isolated storms tomorrow, 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A lot of sunshine, 88 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, wildlife officials are begging with people not to set your pet fish free. More on that coming up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. This is Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name is David. I was in trouble with the IRS. I owed about $140,000. It was a very stressful thing to know that you owed that much money to the IRS.
Don't face the IRS alone.
When I knew how much I owe, it was really, I mean, it's overwhelming. It's you worry about the whole, you know, your whole world, what's going to happen.
With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
Everything was said and done, and with the IRS offered me to pay $4,000.
You need someone to fight for you.
Do not hesitate. Do not think it twice. Go see Jordan Wilcox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
Anybody that needs help in this situation, please go see him.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to my ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bag of Revive. Now, I'm not gonna whine and carry on, cause he gave us the secret to a healthy lawn, keeping it lush, dark green, and alive. Listen, get yourself a bag of Revive this weekend and lay it down. In a few days, you'll have the greenest lawn on the block. Use Revive. It works.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this year is an application of Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Apply Revive now. The results? A lush, green, healthy lawn without brown spots and dry areas. Revive's powerful but safe blend of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients gives you greener grass with less water. And remember, saving water is saving money. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
Whose retirement are you investing for? Yours or your broker's? It may seem like a silly question, but it's worth addressing. Did you know many brokers sell products such as variable annuities or mutual funds with high internal charges, often as high as 3% or more per year? If you're not happy with your performance, it may be because of all the hidden fees. With fees like this, you may be doing a better job paying your broker than yourself. My name is Jeff Jr., president of Trajan Wealth. If you have a 401k, IRA, or annuity, it's worth making sure it's working for you and not just the broker. As a fiduciary, we're independent and place your best interest first. We'll explain solutions in a clear, concise manner and won't use confusing financial jargon. You don't have to pay more in fees to get the performance you deserve. Allow Trajan Wealth to provide you advice that's in your best interest. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The city of Murray settles a case with a woman who claims she was pulled over for DUI simply because she's black. The woman was reportedly charged even after a dozen tests showed she wasn't drunk. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Southern Utah is under another flash flood watch today. That'll remain in effect through the day and into this evening with the chance of thunderstorms moving through the state. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese. Sorry, Ricky.
That's okay. We do have a crash being cleared. It's on the exit ramp from I-215 South Belt going westbound at Union Park Avenue, and a new accident called out 2100 South and Main. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Could still see a few storms up the 98. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 88 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The president on Capitol Hill today meeting with Democrats this hour about $3.5 trillion budget proposal, and they'll also look for ways to build support. Before walking into the working lunch, the president and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer telling reporters,
"We're going to get this done.
We are getting this done. Thank you."
At the same time, lawmakers have to keep the bipartisan infrastructure deal from falling apart. The Working Infrastructure Group still drafting that bill. Republican Senator Rob Portman today.
Transitioning from a framework that was agreed on to actual legislative language, which takes a little while. We want to get it right.
President Biden's child tax credit expected to start showing up in bank accounts of most American families this week. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has details.
39 million families in America should be receiving automatically direct deposits around the child tax credit in their bank accounts in the coming days and weeks. $250 per child or $300 if your child is under 6 years old, and it is automatic. If you filed your taxes, it will be directly deposited for you.
At the White House today, pop star Olivia Rodrigo lending her voice for social media campaigns, joining health experts, urging younger Americans to get their COVID-19 shot.
It's important to have conversations with friends and family members, encouraging all communities to get vaccinated.
The CDC says COVID cases are on the rise in the U.S., overseas too. The Summer Olympic Games now just over a week away.
Tokyo reporting the highest number of new COVID-19 cases in almost 6 months on Wednesday, with the Olympics due to open in the capital in just 9 days. The city government said there were 1,149 new cases, the highest daily tally since January 22nd, adding to evidence that a new fifth wave of infections is underway, driven by more infectious variants and a low vaccination rate. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Opening ceremony July 23rd. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. If you're no longer able to care for your pet goldfish, some people think releasing them into lakes and ponds is the humane thing to do. But in reality, releasing pet goldfish into lakes and ponds is having a devastating impact. ABC's Janae Norman has more.
It sounds like something straight out of a movie. Goldfish the size of footballs.
Remember the fish? Came home in a baggie, loved me for 2 weeks, and then nothing!
But it's real. The typically tiny pets now causing some pretty big problems. Officials in Minnesota sounding the alarms. The city of Burnsville pleading on Twitter, don't release your pet goldfish into ponds and lakes because they grow bigger than you think. pet goldfish released into the wild can grow over a foot long and live up to 25 years. Wildlife officials in one Minnesota county removed an estimated 50,000 goldfish from a single lake last year.
Goldfish are like little vacuum cleaners. They dig in the bottom looking for food, and by doing so, they disturb the bottom of the lake quite significantly.
Professor Shemek Bazier's company was tasked with investigating Burnsville's goldfish invasion.
It's not their fault that they're becoming invasive. It's kind of our fault because we're releasing them.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 1219 Traffic and Weather is sponsored by Zions Bank. Let's see what's happening with Ricky Meese.
We do have the crash being cleared out of the intersection in the Midville area. It's on the off-ramp from westbound I-215 South Belt at Union Park Avenue. So that's the good news. You're able to get through that intersection at that junction much easier. Valley Freeway traffic in really good shape. No accidents or delays reported at this time, but a surface street crash, 2100 South and Main. Foothill Rug Gallery's semi-annual sale, up to 70% off already low direct importer prices. If you've wanted a quality handmade rug, this is the sale. Foothill Rugs, 1460 South Foothill Drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the seven-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Still can't rule out a few storms today. We're up to 98, more the same tomorrow, up to 99, and then partly cloudy skies. Friday, we get back to 100. It's pretty hot for the weekend. Sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. We're near 100, 102 the high Monday, and then more storms on Tuesday with a high near 100. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 88 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Utah's new news. We're going to get a complete update of your money news. Looks like it's been an up and down week for the markets. Today, they're back up. The Dow right now up by 62 points. A complete update coming up in just a minute.
I wish people would learn to come in sooner. Unfortunately, by the time they come in our stores, they're almost desperate. They've been struggling trying to find a solution for their problem. They're looking with hope in their eyes. You've got to be able to help me.
You're listening to Beth, an art support specialist at the Goodfeet store.
A construction guy comes in and told me, I'm afraid I'm going to get fired. My feet hurt so bad, I can't do what I need to do at work. You got to help me. It's unbelievable how quickly the product changes some things for some people.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
When you're able to help them work more efficiently, more comfortably, and they're back and doing things that they've been wanting to do, things that they've missed, I go home every day proud of what I've done.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
The Goodfeet store, the life you love starts here.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone. Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no-fee certificate. So why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Midvale today, 801-566-5559. 801-566-5559. Again, that's 801-566-5559. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. Find out how to grow your money today at WasatchCredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency. Available for Utah residents only.
KSL News Time, 1224. As inflation continues to increase, cars are now the hottest category of blow-up prices.
Used cars and trucks, those up 10.5% due to a global chip shortage that's happening around the world that is depressing the amount of cars that can be made at a time when demand for new cars and used cars has surged as the economy has reopened. And these price spikes can really negate some of the benefits we've seen in the jobs market recently.
That is ABC's Rebecca Jarvis reporting. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, Love Where You Bank. Spicemaker McCormick is looking to hire someone as Director of Taco Relations. The job will only last about 4 months, but with a $100,000 paycheck, the Taco Relations Director will be in charge of keeping track of taco trends and learning from taco chefs across the country. Subway is signing some big celebrities to help promote its new menu. The list includes Steph Curry, Tom Brady, and Serena Williams. KSL Drives, a company that makes electric vehicle charging stations, says it's going to ramp up its network. Electrify America says it will more than double the number of charging stations it has throughout the U.S. and Canada. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 66 points, sitting at 34,955. S&P 500 up by 13, and the NASDAQ, it's up by 15 points. Coastal communities in the U.S. are being told that there could be a dramatic surge in high tide floods in about a decade. The reason, a moon wobble. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
A moon wobble is a natural occurring shift in its orbit, and it happens in a cycle. But NASA says this upcoming wobble, it's going to amplify rising sea levels in the 2030s. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported about 600 high tide floods in 2019. Scientists expect 3 to 4 times that number once we hit the 2030s. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Did someone say the check's in the mail?
The IRS is just going to start cutting you checks.
David Dujanovic said it.
Child tax credits.
We're going to put a price tag on each of your children's heads.
This is not stimulus money. But here's the beauty. You still come out ahead.
David Dujanovic, weekdays 9 till noon on KSL News Radio.
Using the latest technology of hair and saliva sampling to customize their weight loss program, NJ Diet contractually guarantees that you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances hormones where the side effect is weight loss. First, they use hair and saliva samples, along with NJ Diet's bioenergetic scans, which allows the doctors to customize the natural process with laser-like precision. NJ Diet then uses your DNA information to determine your ideal weight, workout regimen, and specific needs for essential vitamins, as well as giving you at least 10 specific ways to eat to maintain the weight loss. NJ Diet is all natural, no shots, hormones, or surgery. Available from home with live online video consultations or a location in Salt Lake City at Sugar House Center. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET or log on to NJDiet.com to lose the weight for good.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Managing today's uncertainty can be overwhelming. Focus on what you can control, even if it's little things, like your before bedtime ritual.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Still not seeing any kind of problems on the Valley freeways where we have good traffic speeds and volumes, no delays or crashes. So that's the good news. We do have the final cleanup of the crash in Midvale at the junction of I-215 South Belt and Union Park Avenue. But a crash in the cleanup stages by Salt Lake City PD at 1700 South and Main gets 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on this hot forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, we're going to see some scattered thunderstorms today, all in all partly cloudy skies. High temperatures about 98. Still can't rule out some thunderstorms. More of the same tomorrow, up to 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 89 degrees. A new report shows the exact wage someone needs to make in order to rent an apartment in Utah. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports the typical renter in our state doesn't make enough.
The annual Out of Reach report from the National Low Income Housing Coalition and the Utah Housing Coalition shows in order for a Utah renter to afford what they describe as a modest two-bedroom apartment, a renter needs to make $20.21 an hour. The problem with that is the typical Utah renter, the median, makes about $15.33.
Now you can see the full report with the most expensive counties to live in at kslnewsradio.com. Law enforcement continues to respond to pets left in hot cars. Utah County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Spencer Cannon tells KSL News Radio's Dave and Dujanovic, cars get to the same temperature as ovens.
You're essentially baking whatever is in there, and that whether that's a child or an animal, and that might seem a little harsh to say, but that's reality.
Cannon says as tempting as it is to smash someone's car window to rescue an overheated pet, it is a misdemeanor to do so. People can be fined up to $1,000 and 2 days in jail. All of the marinas in Utah Lake are now under warning advisory for harmful algal blooms. The Utah Department of Environmental Quality added American Fork Beach to the list of areas with the waterborne pathogens. All the other beaches the department monitors have had advisories in place for days. Now, officials say the marina is still open, but they're advising people not to ingest or recreate in the water. Is man-made climate change the reason for our current drought? Climatologists say a lot of research still needs to happen before they can make that specific claim. But John Meyer with the Utah Climate Center believes that climate change will be determined as the driving factor behind the drought when the research is done.
We have a pretty good understanding of precipitation over the last 1,000 years across the western U.S. And what we've seen is about every century or so, pretty significant droughts come throughout the region.
Meyer says this kind of drought was predicted based on rising temperature weather patterns. Now he says our current temperatures are far away from what they normally would be. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Authorities with the Department of Justice say they have uncovered a plot to kidnap an Iranian-American journalist. The plot included surveillance at her home in Brooklyn and a scheme to kidnap her on a speedboat to take her to Venezuela. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz reports.
This is an extraordinary plot to allegedly kidnap a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil and force her back to Iran and throw her in prison. The Justice Department indicting 4 Iranian intelligence operatives and a California resident in what they say was an elaborate plan to capture prominent Voice of America journalist, author, and women's rights activist Masih Alinejad.
And stay with us in just a few minutes. Coming up in 10 minutes, I should say, we will go in depth and hear exactly what that journalist has to say about that. The head of Federal Reserve heads to Capitol Hill today to talk to lawmakers about the rising inflation and interest rates.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will deliver the central bank's latest monetary policy statement to a House committee today and a Senate panel tomorrow. Lawmakers are expected to key in on 2 words. Interest rates. Powell's been saying the Fed plans to keep them low to bolster the post-COVID recovery. But with reports that inflation is on the rise, economists wonder if that's still possible.
That is ABC's Daria Albinger reporting. Other national stories we are following, gusty winds and high temperatures continue to fuel severe wildfires in about 10 states here in the West, and thousands of firefighters are battling the flames.
Across the West, blistering heat and drought conditions leading to more than 5 dozen wildfires. In Madera County, California, a state of emergency. Nearly 10,000 acres burned, dozens of homes there now under evacuation orders as firefighters try to control the so-called river fire's progress. 7 months into the year, and we've already seen over 30,000 separate wildfires. Fires in California already burning twice as much land as was scorched by this time last year.
That is ABC's Matt Gutman reporting. Utah County's latest tech venture is now open. Facebook announced its Eagle Mountain data center is currently online and serving traffic. The social media giant says it provided more than 200 construction jobs with the three buildings already in place. A total of five buildings will make up the complex once the data center is complete. Coming up on KSL, have the hiccups, have they ever put you in the hospital? And a look at your noontime drive.
We do have a crash for Salt Lake City drivers Main Street at 1700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Your morning companion, Dave and Dujanovic,
gets her hands on a pro-police sign, rips it up, stomps on it in front of a police officer. Is this a hate crime?
I mean, think back in the Vietnam era.
Should military be protected?
Dave and Dujanovic, weekdays 9 till noon on KSL News Radio.
It's a new day, and it's coming at you fast. It could be the day your workforce doubles or the day your visitors quadruple. With Comcast Business, you'll have what you need to take on every twist and turn, like the flexibility to control multiple Wi-Fi networks from anywhere and the power of the nation's largest gig speed network, the one that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at $64.90 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com today to learn more. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Wi-Fi Pro Extra.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top local story this half hour. A new report is showing that renters in Utah need to make about $20 an hour to be able to afford their rent. The report also indicates that most are not making that much. Bastille Day celebrations kicked off in France today. The national holiday commemorates the beginning of the French Revolution in 1789 when a mob, stormed Paris's Bastille prison. Here's what the annual military parade sounded like earlier today. French President Emmanuel Macron was in Paris for the annual celebration. Pope Francis is out of the hospital. The pontiff was discharged from a Rome hospital and returned home to the Vatican this morning. This comes 10 days after undergoing surgery to remove half his colon. The pope will have several more weeks to recover before beginning to travel again in September. Brazil's president is in the hospital for something really unusual. ABC's Claire Bauer reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was admitted to a military hospital in Brasilia early Wednesday to investigate the cause of chronic hiccups, and the president's office says he'll remain under medical observation for up to 48 hours. It's not Bolsonaro's first health scare. The 66-year-old leader caught COVID-19 last year and was seriously injured in 2018 when he was stabbed in the stomach on the campaign trail. The hospitalization comes as Bolsonaro faces increasing pressure from a congressional inquiry into to his handling of the pandemic, which has killed more than 535,000 Brazilians. Claire Bauer, ABC News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Chronic hiccups. A high-profile NFL player has been arrested for alleged domestic violence. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
Playing the last three seasons with the San Francisco 49ers and before that, the Seattle Seahawks, free agent cornerback Richard Sherman arrested in Seattle for burglary, domestic violence. He's been denied bail. The NFL Players Association says in a statement it is aware of an arrest involving alleged domestic violence and it has activated its domestic violence crisis protocol for the protection of everybody involved. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by Zions Bank. Let's get the latest on your drive. Here's Rookie Meese.
Well, the crash we had in Midvale at the junction of I-215 South Belt and Union Park Avenue. Out of traffic now, tow truck on the scene. It's in the final cleanup stages. And we don't have any kind of major delays, but we have some residual backups from an oversized load coming out of Parley's Canyon westbound I-80 to exit at I-215's East Belt. Now, it did make that turn, but it was sticking out in traffic, so the little bit of backup it caused, we're just waiting for that to clear out. And the final cleanup of a crash, 1700 South End Main. Bear Lake Raspberry Days, August 5th through 8th. Don't miss the parade, live music, kids games, golf, fireworks, and more. Start planning your Raspberry Days stay in Bear Lake. Visit bearlake.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's find out how hot it's going to get today. Here's the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Storms possible today and tomorrow. Highs today about 98. Partly cloudy, isolated storms tomorrow. 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 89 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, what an Iranian-American journalist has to say about a plot to kidnap her and take her to Iran. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
We're live with Utah's 2021 Best of State winner, Black Diamond Experts. How you feeling, champ?
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for electrical. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for plumbing. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for HVAC services. We won for all three services this year.
And this isn't the first time you've won Utah's Best of State award.
That's a fact, Jack. We won 7 Utah Best of State awards over the last 4 years, brother. We're winning because we're giving Utah award-winning service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. You're the champ when you have Black Diamond Experts in your corner.
Strong words from the undisputed king of Utah's home service industry, Black Diamond Experts. Call them today at 801-251-1515 or schedule online at bdexperts.com.
Schedule online at bdexperts.com.
If an education can help you prepare for a career change, here's an opportunity. University of Phoenix is awarding up to $1 million in new scholarships this month. You could earn between $2,000 and $3,000 in a non-cash tuition scholarship. See which one you may qualify for at phoenix.edu.
NMLS 1817019.
For the month of July, LendRight Mortgage declares freedom from closing costs and high interest rates. Simply start a purchase or refinance loan in the month of July using LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan, and we'll cover 100% of your closing costs with APRs as low as 1.87% for a 10-year term and 2.67% on a 30-year term. LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan can save you tens of thousands compared to the higher rates and fees charged by other lenders. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Start your Freedom Loan purchase or refi by the end of July, and 100% of the closing costs are on us. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Managing today's uncertainty can be overwhelming. We crave security, and it's uncomfortable when we sense a lack of control over our lives. Develop a routine for a more balanced lifestyle with healthy habits and fun. Focus on what you can control, even if it's little things, like a before bedtime ritual.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The annual Out of Reach report shows Utahns need to make $20.21 an hour to afford a two-bedroom apartment. The report also explains the typical median renter only makes $15.33 an hour. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, all of the marinas at Utah Lake now have a toxic algal bloom warning. Environmental quality officials added American Fork Beach to that growing list today. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
We do have a nice drive in progress on the Valley freeways. Your main secondaries have also been in good shape, and we have the final cleanup. The crash has just been cleared. Main Street 1700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Storms still possible in the high 90s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And 89 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national story.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell briefing members of the House Financial Services Committee today, saying the rise in consumer prices or inflation will continue, but he said it will be temporary due to shortages in supply and demand issues that the country emerges from this pandemic.
Inflation has increased notably and will likely remain elevated in coming months before moderating.
The consumer price index rose by 0.9% in June, the largest in more than a decade. President Biden wrapping up his meeting on Capitol Hill with Democrats on their $3.5 trillion budget. It includes funding for the human infrastructure plan. That's on a separate track from the bipartisan traditional infrastructure deal, the challenge now getting both passed. Two shots forward and one step back in the coronavirus battle. Health experts say cases are rising in the U.S. and quickly in areas with low vaccination rates, the wave due to the Delta variant, which is also surging in other parts of the world. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We are learning more today about a scheme to kidnap a journalist from her Brooklyn home to take her to Iran. Four Iranians are being charged in federal court after investigators discovered the plot. Masood Alinejad herself is speaking out. She spoke on CNN today and was asked about how she feels today after learning of the plot.
Do you feel safe this morning?
To be honest, so I see police around. I'm sure that they're protecting me. But as far as the Islamic Republic is in power, not me. Even you're not safe. Believe me. Right now that I'm talking to you, the U.S. citizen, British citizen, Swedish citizen, German citizen, French citizen are being hostage in the hands of the Iranian government. And the government in Iran using them like bargaining chip to bring the Western government on the table, have negotiation about nuclear deal. So, and now they're trying to kidnap an American Iranian citizen from New York to use me as a bargaining chip or, I don't know, execute me.
Do you know why specifically, other than your activism, they came after you?
To be honest, I don't want to say that they're scared of me. Because my job is just giving voice to voiceless people. I really actually want to show you. This is my job. I'm asking people to be their own storytellers. And I have 5 million followers on my Instagram. I have 1 million on Facebook. What I do, I give voice to these people. I want to actually show that. I give voice to these mothers. Look at their face. these mothers who lost their beloved one. The Iranian government killed 1,500 protesters on last November protest, peaceful protest. They got killed, and these mothers never been heard in any media. So they send me videos, and I give them a voice. Is this a crime? Iranian women are forced to cover their hair. Look, I have a big hair, and I used to be forced.
You have great hair.
I used to be forced to cover them. So I ask Iranian women, if you want to share your story, just send me photos. That's all I do as an activist.
This plot to kidnap you and take you to Iran and do God knows what to you, will this change your activism?
Not at all. You know why? Because these mothers are my heroes. Millions of Iranians who shared the photos and videos of themselves practicing their civil disobedience, those are like Rosa Parks of Iran. And they are my hero. To be honest, I have fear inside me, but what gives me power, these people. I am going to stop my activities the day when Iranian people stop saying no to Islamic Republic.
She also says she hopes the Biden administration does more to stop violations of human rights in Iran. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, and here's Ricky Meese.
Well, we actually have a good drive in progress on I-15 north and southbound between Ogden and Provo, as well as the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. A new accident popping up. This is 2200 south and 1300 east. Escape into the music with Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival, going on now through August 7th in Park City. Tickets available at deervalleymusicfestival.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look at the next 7 days in the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Still can't rule out a few storms today. We're up to 98, more the same tomorrow, up to 99, and then partly cloudy skies. Friday, we get back to 100. It's pretty hot for the weekend. Sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. We're near 100. 102 the high Monday, and then more storms on Tuesday with a high near 100. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And a lot of sunshine, 89 degrees downtown.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you experiencing panic attacks, nausea, or diarrhea? Is your computer not turning on? Is it running super slow? Is your internet crawling? Or is it just randomly crashing? You could be suffering from ICS, Irritable Computer Syndrome. I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your PC cleaned? Over time, Windows, updates, spyware, malware, and dangerous viruses will make your computer run like crap. You need to bring in your laptop or desktop PC, no matter what brand it is, and let me run a 100% free virus scan, malware, and spyware scan on your computer. Don't wait and risk losing everything. Now, why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends or family need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
Probably the biggest roadblock for people wanting to drop weight and maybe find out more from Soda Weight Loss is that first phone call, Scott. They got to make that first phone call, because once you do, you'll realize, one, the staff there is immensely helpful. You get coaches, nutritionists who walk you through the process. You have weekly one-on-one weigh-ins. This has been an amazing process for Scott and I. We've worked through this thing now 8 weeks. I have dropped 40 pounds. I'm down 40 pounds in those first 8 weeks.
That's awesome.
5 pounds of fat weight every week. And it's been amazing because we started with a phone call to Soda Weight Loss.
Yeah, and that phone call happens every week. I love the accountability. I love the coaching. I also love the recipes. They give you recipes when you order your
great
food.
Great ideas.
And they're really good ideas. And they help you to make healthy food taste great. I'm down 54 pounds in 8 weeks. It's been incredible. I've loved every minute of it. You got to go check it out. Don't wait. Don't have any excuses. Give Soda Weight Loss a call. Go check them out, sodaweightloss.com.
We made USAA insurance for busy moms like Kate. She's a veteran made of flexibility to balance work, home, and her hobbies. From starting the workday to finishing her latest do-it-yourself project. So when another car accidentally bumped into hers while she was running an errand, Kate didn't let a little fender bender put a dent in her schedule. With just a few taps on her USAA mobile app, she filed her claim and was back on track. USAA insurance is made the way members like Kate need it. Easy. And with savings that fit right into her budget, so she can get back to getting it all done. Switch and you could save with USAA Auto Insurance. Get a quote today at USAA.com/auto.
USAA. What you're made of, we're made for. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1254. Many Americans are seeing extra money in their bank accounts starting tomorrow. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis explains when and where the child tax credit will show up.
39 million families in America should be receiving automatically direct deposits around the child tax credit in their bank accounts in the coming days and weeks. $250 per child or $300 if your child is under 6 years old, and it is automatic. If you filed your taxes, it will be directly deposited for you.
Now, the funds are part of President Biden's American Rescue Plan. Watching Utah's Money, it's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Kraft is teaming up with an ice cream company to create a new flavor. Of course, the flavor is based on Kraft's mac and cheese. Ooh, it comes just in time for National Macaroni and Cheese Day. Kohl's has a new offer for teachers. The retailer will offer a 20% discount on in-store purchases for teachers and school staff. The catch, it's only for 3 days, Friday through Sunday this weekend. The company says it's to thank educators for preserving during an incredibly challenging, or I shouldn't say preserving, they did preserve, but they are persevering during an incredibly challenging year. KSL Drive's Jeep is unveiling its newest compact SUV. The 2022 Compass will include a new safety tech, including emergency braking and blind spot monitoring. The compact SUV is Jeep's best-selling vehicle. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently up by 44 points, sitting at 34,933. S&P 500 up by 10. The NASDAQ up by 5. The Salt Lake Bees are thanking Utah's governor for throwing out the first pitch in last night's game. The game was meant to honor and thank healthcare and public health workers for their hard work in the last year.
We really just want to remember to be grateful for the people that are serving us and remind people to get vaccinated so we don't have to keep them busier than they need to be.
Video of the pitch on Twitter shows the governor actually has a pretty good arm. He threw it right over the plate. Stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1250.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.